Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Spirit's Podcast Ministries. Today's morning words is taken from Book of Luke, chapter 4, verses starting from 38 to 41. Book of Luke, chapter 4, verses starting from 38 to 41. Now he arose from the synagogue and entered Simon's house. But Simon's wife's mother was sick with high fever, and they made request of him concerning her. So he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her, and immediately she arose and served them. When the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many, crying out and saying, "You are the Christ, the Son of God." And he rebuked them, did not allow them to speak, for they knew that he was the Christ. Hallelujah. Here ends the Bible reading. Dear brothers and sisters, this message is specifically to those who have been troubled in spirit, whose spirit is bonded with a disease or a sickness or an ailment that had been for years together. God is pronouncing his words, and he is willing to relieve you out of such a bondage. He wants to heal you. He wants to speak against your disease and your sickness. It may be any kind of disease. Before God, it's nothing. Your disease or your weaknesses is nothing before the Spirit of God. When God is pronouncing his words against your weaknesses, against your sicknesses, then you shall be set free. For he is the greatest physician, and he is the author of salvation. He is the deliverer. Where the Spirit of God is, there is healing. Where the Spirit of God is, there is deliverance. There is freedom and there is joy. But are you having that faith? But do you believe that Christ, Jesus, can heal you? Even the demons, they proclaim that he is Christ. Even demons know that he is the Son of Man. Jesus, the Son of God, that even demons, they proclaimed and they even confessed. But you, who have been called by his name, are you believing that Jesus, the Son of God, can touch and heal you today? For all those who believed in his name, they were delivered. They were made well. There can be a demonic possession. There can be bondage, of course. A sickness due to sin. But Jesus Christ is delivering all of them when you have that faith and belief in you. You should believe that nothing is impossible to God. You should believe that Jesus Christ is the ultimate authority in heaven and earth. Amen. Here you can see Simon Peter's aunt. She was having a very high fever, and when Jesus prayed for her, she immediately arose and she started to serve them. She became well. Bible didn't say that she became well, but Bible said that she started to work again. She was in the sick bed. She fell sick. But when Jesus prayed, she never even recollected that she was made well, but she was freed in her spirit and she started to work again. The life became normal for her. Hallelujah. And verse 40, when the sun was setting, there were sick and various diseases. Those who had sickness and those who had been struck with diseases, they had been brought up to him and he laid his hands on them, every one of them, and healed them. Hallelujah. Every one of them. Jesus Christ is an impartial God. There is no favoritism with him. He felt compassion for all the people. He came to this world to save them. For he is our creator and he knows our sickness. He knows our weakness. He can feel your cry. He can see your tears. And it is not the will of God that you shall be curtailed by your disease. But when I say that, you have to understand that there are two types. One is people who are sick or weak, which is to glorify God. Servant Job was being tested by Satan, and the sickness and the weakness that God had commanded, God had let Satan to touch his servant. Hence, Job was attacked. And his sickness was for a while. My dear brothers and sisters, we have to understand about the depth of this healing ministry, what Jesus Christ had done. Jesus Christ healed all those from the sins, from the curses. He delivered them out of the bondages and he asked them that they shall not sin again. So Jesus Christ delivered all those people who were not being tested by God, who had not been permitted to be tested in the hands of Satan. Understand really carefully. There are two types. For one, you cannot imagine or you cannot claim for a deliverance, but you have to submit to God and you have to accept that weakness. And there are ailments which are contrary to the same. The ailments, that is a reason, that is an outcome of our sin, that's an outcome of a family curse, of your own practice, the sinful practices, through witchcraft, through sorceries, that is a demonic possession. When Christ Jesus comes and lays his hand on you, you shall be freed from curse, sin, the bondages, demonic possession. And also, if God willing, he shall even touch your impurity that came up through your birth. Impurity from birth, blindness, dumbness, He shall touch and heal according to his greatest mercies and by his great will, but for which you should be an instrument of faith and belief. For nowhere in Bible you can see that without faith people have received a miracle. For faith is an instrument and it is a channel through which you connect with God. Your spirit connects with God. Only when you connect with God, God can connect with you. Maybe you should have a strong family members who have to pray for you. Because when you are in a sick bed, there is a condition in which that you may not be able to pray for yourself. You could be unconscious. That time you should need a believing family members, a friends, a prayer group that can pray and burden for you. We had seen many cases where the people opened the roof and brought down the paralytic person, because the family members, the people who cared about them, who cared about him, knew that Christ Jesus is the only healer. They believed. Beyond the knowledge, they believed. Hence they became the partaker of a greatest gift, partaker of a greatest deliverance. They became a partaker of the crusade, deliverance crusade of Christ Jesus. Why should we even consider these people when we have a greatest testimony of the person who was hanging with Jesus Christ on the cross? Amen. A thief who was sharing the cross next to Jesus Christ. He believed that the Lord is Messiah. And Christ Jesus promised him that he shall be with his Father tonight. My dear brothers and sisters, belief, faith. If you do not have that faith and belief in God, in Christ Jesus, then you are not letting God to work in your life. You are closing the door and asking God to come in. Open the door, which is your faith. Open the doors of faith and then seek the Lord. The Lord shall come near to you and give all that you need according to His will. It is not that whatever we ask, whatever we pray for, whatever we cry about, God is going to give us. No. He is a God who cares about you. He is the master of this universe. He knows about His creations. He knows what they need and when they need and why they need. Maybe we don't have that power of clairvoyance. We wouldn't be able to anticipate our future, but it's only up to an extent that we can imagine. But also our imaginations are not 100% accurate. They can result in failures. That's why the Bible says that do not lean on your own understanding, but trust in God. When you trust and obey the commandments and the word of God, when you have that fear in them, in you, then God will work for you. It is not that you have to trust a pastor. You have to be trusting on a believer, on a healer, on a prophet. You pray yourself. you pray yourself, and when you commit your own life to God, then there is no need for a tutor to come in between. For when faith had come, there is no need for a tutor. That's what Apostle Paul says. When you have a faith, when you have acquired the knowledge of Christ Jesus, then you are no more a baby. You are a matured person in Christ. For you have got that faith. Until you have received faith, there is a purpose for the servant of God around you, so as to instigate that faith in you. So once you have acquired the faith, then there is no need for a tutor. You are an independent child. You do not have to be dependent always on liquid food. You have to start eating solid food, for you are no more a baby. That's what Apostle Paul says. Dear brothers and sisters, Christian life is not that. It's not a life that is bounded by walls. It's not life just that you keep your tradition, you go to church, you come back home, and you do your daily course as you wish. But a Christian life is that you have that kind of calling within your heart, an alarm that keeps beeping in your heart, now and then, evaluating your own self, praying and praising God now and then. Whenever you do any kind of an activity, keep God first. Have that fear in your heart. Shouldn't be one among the Gentiles who just walk in their own ways. Even they believe in God. Even they worship. But what is that making you unique and peculiar from them? For you serve a living God. Then how should your life be? Humble yourself before God. For God hates the pride and the arrogant. So humble yourself. Speak with patience and kindness. Have that gentle love in your heart for the poor and needy. Care for your brothers and sisters. Pray for them. It's not needed that you should be a financial source of help all the time. Pray for them. For money can be acquired from anywhere. But a heart that can pray with tears is what this world is longing for. This world is longing for love. And those who can bend down, who can put their knees on work for his brothers and sisters. That's where even Bible emphasizes. You care about your brother. And the one who says that I do not love my brother and I love God, he is an hypocrite. For if you can't love your brothers, if you can't love your sisters who are right before your eyes, how can you love God whom you have never seen? In churches there are fellowships, but inactive ones. We are getting busy day by day. The world is getting busier and busier day after the other. But if you're getting busier in God, then it's great. But if we are getting busier and going away from God, then that's a question and that's a problem. Hence, my dear brothers and sisters, do not keep cursing your life. Do not keep murmuring are speaking ill about God or about your life or about your situation, but always be happy and do what you're supposed to do. Trust in God. Believe that He can heal you. Believe that He can change the situation. Take up the Bible. Keep reading the words. Meditate on them. And submit and surrender your life in the hands of Christ Jesus. He shall help you to walk in the way that you would have never even imagined. Many would have many testimonies in their lives. Day after day, testimonies. But we forget. But God will never forget. He cares for us. Even beyond our thought, beyond our thinking. God works in such ways. Hence leave it to God. Your suffering, your sickness, your disease, you shall be healed from them. Do not keep worrying, thinking about your weakness. Worrying will not change any of them. But only when you have a content heart and content spirit, you shall be able to pray for your own self or for your beloveds. Always be mindful and be careful that you are living in a world where Satan is ruling. He will bring in temptations, the problems, sufferings to your soft heart and drive you away from God. Even in your weakness, pray to God. God will definitely would have left you with that strength to praise His name. He wouldn't drain away all your strength that you wouldn't be able to pray or praise His name. He will definitely give you that strength. Hence, dear brothers and sisters, trust in God. Believe in His name. Have faith today. Forget about your past. From now on, walk a new life. Keep Christ Jesus before you. Focus on His words. For He is a great healer. He is a deliverer. With Him, it is possible. Through man, it is impossible, but with God, it is possible. It is possible. Wait in Him. Trust in Him. Never depart from His presence. Withstand in faith. God bless you. Have a great day.